That's an interesting question. Was asked today, and I've explained it, but I think it might be worthwhile doing a little lecture about it. And this is looking at what your competitors are doing and how it is easy to misunderstand and effectively to mislead yourself. The only metric, the only measurement that YouTube shows you about other channels is how many viewers it has. And you can look at another channel and think, oh, they've got all those viewers, and therefore, you know, YouTube's going to promote them, send them traffic, and so on and so forth. In actual fact, the number of viewers a channel has is largely irrelevant to YouTube, and there's a reason for that. And the reason is that it's relatively easy to cheat. And the example I go, supposing you and a cheat, let's call him a cheat, you do both do a video. And let's suppose that elephants, let's use that as an example, let's assume that elephants are very popular and lots of people want to do videos about elephants. So, you do a video about elephants, and in your title, your description, your keywords, your tags, everything about it, you have things to do with elephants. Somebody else does a film, and this one is about swans. But they, in their title, their keywords, their descriptions, and so on, they refer to elephants. Now remember that YouTube can't actually see what your video is about, so it relies on the titles, the keywords, descriptions and so on, to see what the film's about. And if they see there's a film here about elephants, and they can tell that, then they're going to send traffic to your site and to the other site. Now everybody who goes to the other site looking for a film on elephants will count as a view. Everyone that goes to your site will also count as a view. But there's a vast, massive difference. What YouTube looks at is not the views, because they're meaningless. That other channel has got a view, but the view, of course, is films about swans, so the people can be quite disenchanted. So there's two things that YouTube measure above and beyond viewer count. The first one is, do people subscribe to that channel? Because if you're interested in, for example, elephants, you're not going to subscribe to a channel that immediately tells you this film is about elephants and it's actually about swans. You're going to leave very quickly, so you're not going to subscribe, so subscriber levels are low. If your channel is a niche about elephants, your films are about elephants, your videos are about elephants, you're going to get subscribers, so your subscriber count is going to be that bit higher. The other thing is that if you go looking for a film on elephants and you're a few seconds in and say, hang on, this film's about swans, your chances are you're not going to go and watch that film unless you're ultra interested in swans, but you've gone searching for elephants. This film's about swans, I wanted a film about elephants, so what do? You go back to search very quickly, so you watch maybe a few seconds only of the film. YouTube has a very, very important measure called watch time. How much of each film is watched. Now, don't assume, as some people have, that, oh, if I make short films, people will see half the film or whatever. The algorithms that YouTube use are far too clever for. It doesn't matter whether your film is 40 minutes long or 40 seconds long. They can still take averages, can still take ideas from that. And if your watch time is low in compared to other people, that's another signal to YouTube that your film is not really relevant to the people they've sent. So, for example, again, if somebody searched for elephants, sent them to that film, here is a film about elephants, keywords, tags, elephants, and so on, description, here's a film about elephants, and so on, and it's actually about swans, people are going to watch a very short time of it. Again, if your film is about elephants and well-made, the chances are people are going to watch the whole film or most of the film, so your watch time is that much higher. So never worry when you see another channel has had more views than you. Views are actually something that you and I can see, but YouTube goes a lot deeper than that. They look at watch time all the time, and they look at the number of subscribers, which is why I stress doing your videos and everything correct from the start. Don't put up a video and make it public as only partly finished, only partly completed. Make sure you do it fully before you press that publish button. So don't worry about another channel's view numbers. That can be very misleading indeed. It's the watch time and the subscribers that's important. You can see subscribers on another channel, but you can't see which particular film within that channel they subscribe to, and you can't see the other channel's watch time. As I say always in the very first lecture, no cheating, no shortcuts, don't do this. Don't spend time worrying about your competitors and what they do. If somebody's doing well, yeah, then by all means have a look and search and see what they can do. But if they're cheating, don't spend time on it, don't worry about it. The time you spent reporting them or messing about or getting upset about it, you know, cheats, losers like that in life, frauds, they just waste energy. And in that energy, you can go off and make another film. Follow what the course says, and you can do so much better. So your takeaway from this, I hate that phrase, is ignore subscribers. Ignore the number of viewers that a channel has got. It's an interesting measure, but it's not viewed as an important one from YouTube's point of view. Far more important from their point of view, the algorithms behind the scenes. What's the watch time that people are actually watching the film for? That's a very, very easy measure of how relevant that film is. And then if people subscribe, they're obviously interested in that. That's a good thing as well, which is why we talk to you about, I mentioned things like in-video programming and so on, asking for subscribers and so on, and annotations do that. The reason for that is people will press the subscribe button. They will subscribe if you ask them to. In effect, as I say in the course, you're telling them to do it, and they will do, and that's a massive signal to YouTube. Wow, look at all the subscribers. People won't subscribe to a channel if it's crap. If it's good, if it's honest, if it's relevant, if it's direct, and you don't cheat, you'll get the subscribers. And it'll start off slowly, but start to snowball as more and more people subscribe. People don't like to be let out. But these other channels with more viewers are probably not getting the subscribers, certainly not if they're cheating, and they won't get the watch time. So then so every time somebody searches for elephants, in this case, YouTube looks at the measurements, looks at your video and the other one, and says, hang on, you're getting more subscribers, you're getting more watch time. You'll move up the listings, they will move down. Eventually they'll fall off the listings, they'll be on page 327, and you'll be page one. Okay, hope that helps.